Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Luplau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Greco moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Greco scores. Causey moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Francona reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards the mound. Segui fields it and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to third. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Harrelson moves to second. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. 1 out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball 4. Luplow moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghe fields it and throws to home to get Romano. Luplow moves to third. Held moves to second. 2 outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. 2 outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghe fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Kirkland steals second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Lau and he is out, Causey applying the tag. 2 outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. Lau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charles moves to third. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0 for 1 in the game. Seghi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Del Greco bunts towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. Seghi moves to second. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland who is chasing the ball. Cimoli reaches third base with a triple. Seghi scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bob Allen now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz pinch hits for Bob Allen. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Ramos pinch runs for Mike DeLahaz. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a fly ball towards center. Del Greco settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Del Greco. Ramos moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown bunts towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Ramos moves to third. Francona moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ramos tags and scores. Francona tags and moves to third. Brown tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona scores. There goes Brown trying to get to home. Harrelson throws the ball into Lau who tags Brown, who's trying to score from second, for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Esposito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Seghi covering, for the out. One out. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Luplau strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Held takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Held. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Held steals second. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seghi strikes out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Simulai hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lau strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with Seghi covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Esposito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seghi strikes out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Del Greco strikes out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Esposito moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Esposito moves to third. Cimoli moves to second. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brown fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Luplau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Luplau reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Green pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is hit by the pitch. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Gene Green. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Francona reaches second base with a double. Luplau scores. Grant moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.